Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Judges. That's in the Old Testament. Have you found Judges? 19. Judges 19. Interesting story in here. About a man who, his wife of sorts, left him. Read the whole story and you'll see what I'm talking about. And said she went and played the whore against him. The Bible talks plain, don't it? You know, we need to get back to Bible terminology. Well, she's a nice girl. She just sleeps around a lot. Bible says whore. He's a nice young man, but you know, he's just always going with women. Whoremonger. Well, he's a nice young man, but he's gay. Sodomite. He's a nice young man, but you've got to put your stuff up because he might slip something in his pocket. He has a problem. Thief. Well, she's a nice young lady, but you know, sometimes she doesn't tell you everything. Just like, liar. Liar. I said, Brother Keith, that's hard. That's Bible. And the reason I say that is because the enemy's always working to tone it down. You know, it's not, you know, not really a liar. Yes, liar. When you don't tell the truth, you're a liar. Huh? No. You know, people try to water it down and it's just not so bad. It is bad. It's sin. It'll kill you. Today, people in the church, they don't have sin. They have problems. Sin is an unpopular word, you know. Well, so-and-so, you know, they have a problem. They're working on it. What does that mean? Well, he has a problem with women. And he's had three affairs and he has a problem. Well, he's an adulterer. What do we mean he's working on it? Well, he's an adulterer and he was having a relapse every day and now he's down to once a month. And, what does that mean? He's an adulterer. He's in sin and he hasn't repented. And it's entirely his fault. Well, he's just so weak and he just can't help it. Lie. No, nobody has to do these things. Nobody has to yield. Nobody has to sin. If you do, you're completely responsible. Thank God there's forgiveness. Thank God there's cleansing. If you repent. Repent doesn't mean fall on the altar and cry and feel bad and go do it again tomorrow. Repent means turn from it to the good. Change. And don't say you can't. That's a lie. Believe the truth. Right? Everybody say it out loud. I can. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Now, if you think you don't like what I just said, realize I'm quoting the Bible. Amen. Right? I'm calling things what the Bible calls them. So should you. So should we all. There'll be a lot less confusion. Anyway, his wife played the whore and went away from him. And it was about 4 months passed. And her husband decided he wanted her back. So he went after her to speak friendly to her and bring her again. This is verse 3. And I guess, you know, they kind of got it worked out some way or another. And the father of the damsel saw him and rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him. Retain. Everybody say retain. What does that mean? Kept him. And he abode within 3 days. In other words, he was going to leave a lot quicker than that. Right? If he was retained, he was going to go. They worked it out. He's ready to go back home. But his father-in-law retained him. I think you could also say detained. And he abode within 3 days so that they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the fourth day. He's already been detained at least a couple of days, maybe three. They got up early in the morning to go. Donkeys are packed. Everything's ready. And the damsel's father said to his son-in-law, comfort your heart with a morsel of bread and afterward go your way. Come on in here and sit down. Now I know y'all ready to go, but come in here and eat. And so they sat down and they ate and they drank and they talked. And the damsel's father said to the man, you know, it's getting late now. Why don't you just stay and spend the night and let your heart be merry? So they did. The next day, man got up to go and his father-in-law urged him. So he lodged there again, detained, putting it off, procrastination. And he got up early in the morning on the fifth day to go. And the damsel's father said, comfort your heart, I pray thee. So they stayed there till after. See, every day they're getting ready. They're supposed to go first thing in the morning. But he said, no, you know, you can't go on an empty stomach. So get on in here and eat something. And well, you know, it's already close to noon. You might as well have lunch. Well, you know, it's getting late in the day. You don't want to start in the middle of the day, so you might as well spend another night. So they tarried till afternoon. He did eat both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine, his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said to him, behold, now the day draws toward evening. I pray you tarry all night. Same story. The day grows to an end. Lodge here. Let your heart be merry. And tomorrow get up early and go on the way that you may go home. But the man would not tarry that night, and he rose up and left. Now, and he came to Jebus, which is Jerusalem. And they wound up out in the street. And before the night was over, wicked men came. They wound up, they wanted to molest him. They were sodomites. And they wound up molesting and killing his concubine before all this was over. How many understand this was not the will of God? If he had left early in the morning, he would have been past this place. Did you hear this? He was at the wrong place at the wrong time because he was not led by what he had in his heart. He let other people sway him. Oh, friends, are you listening? Oh, this is so important. You know, the highly publicized airplane crash of, was it John Kennedy Jr.? They tell us that if he had left according to the way he had planned it and filed his flight plan, they'd probably all still be alive because he'd have got there in the daylight, which he was qualified to do. But his wife, and was it his sister-in-law? I forget how it was, but between them, they delayed him hours late for frivolous stuff. And then he decided to go on anyway, and it was late, and the conditions deteriorated, and they crashed. Sometimes, being at an intersection when the drunk driver rips through there and not being there is the difference between 5 minutes. People don't like to think about these things, but we should be led by the Spirit. And there's been many a time I've had an urgency in my spirit. Go ahead and do it. Get on out to the airplane. Get gone. Go to your car. Go ahead. And when you do, you should not ignore that. And you shouldn't let people talk it. Well, won't you come over here? Won't y'all eat before you go and do that? There have been times I did some of that and missed it and had problems because of it. Now I've learned, you know, I want to be polite, but I'm not going to miss God over being polite. And if you respect me and us being led and all that, I'm talking about friends and family and anybody, then you won't try to deter and detain somebody when they got something in their heart. Right? We need to learn to respect that with each other. There have been other times, the Lord dealt with me, go ahead now, don't mess around, get out of here. And that's also another reason why men don't need to be waiting half a day on their wives all the time. She said, oh, Brother Keith, you really get into it. Listen, I'm telling you, it's not right. It's wrong on many levels. Let me ask you a question. Is it more appropriate for the employee to wait on the employer or for the employer to wait on the employee? Which is more appropriate? Much more appropriate for the employee to have to wait on the employer. Which is more appropriate? The Lord to have to wait on us or us to wait on Him? Absolutely. Which is more appropriate? The head of the church to have to wait on the members or the members wait on the head? The head of the house have to wait on the kids or somebody else or vice versa? When you make people wait on you, you're saying some things you don't want to be saying. You're saying, look, my time is more important than your time. And I don't care what you think, what you want. You wait on me. I'm important. So everything stops for me. You know, people have grown up like this, you know. I remember Phyllis, when she was over the admissions at the Bible school, she had numerous young girls that would just never get to class on time. She had one young lady, bless her heart, always late. Now, she looked like a model when she got there, but she's always late. Her priorities are messed up. Did you hear me? She can't get there to school on time, but she's got time to labor for hours on her makeup and try on 9 outfits. And I says, what's wrong with that? Everything. You're saying to the Lord, you're not priority to me. You're calling me to go to school. Here's not priority to me. This is more important. It's a confusion. Now, the reason I say this is because there have been people who were at the wrong place at the wrong time and had accidents happen and even damage and injury and life lost because of not obeying the Holy Ghost. You know, cleaning the house when they should have already been on the road. Did you hear me? Still on the phone when they should have been out the door. Doing things they ought not be doing. Said out loud, I will not let my flesh and other people detain me and cause me to override what I have in my heart.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steadfastness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-222. That's R-222, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.